Across North Dakota, from east to west, there's a camp you heard of, cause it's the best. Farmers Union Camp, everyone should know, it's the best place for all the young kids to go. Chilling out, snack, get relaxing, all cool, shooting some b-ball in and out the pool. You can climb the rock wall and sing by the fire. When you leave camp, a nap you will desire. There's a flyer for camp, now I just can't wait. I asked my mom to call, no time to hesitate. She said she went to ndfu.org. There's the bus to camp, everybody on board.
Let's move along here. It's time now for the SB&B report with Scott Sinner. Scott, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you today, Eric?
I'm doing pretty good. Nice and warm and hot out there. I don't know if the soybeans like it so much, but it's been an interesting spring. Of course, you buy soybeans, and what are you thinking about, or what concerns do you have with all this bad weather that we've been having around our area and the pounding that the soybeans have been taking?
You know, it's been just an amazing last 2 weeks. I mean, when you think about it, when we had, you know, the dust storms and we had the frost and we have drought and we have 12-inch rains and we have hail. I mean, it's just one thing after another. And you know, some of these guys out here I know of guys that have replanted their soybeans three times.
I was just going to bring that up.
It's just crazy.
Yeah, I have two friends.
Crazy when you.
I don't know if you were listening. Was it yesterday or the day before? We had one that was literally just getting off his tractor. He just replanted for the second time. Was not really up on the weather forecast. He knew there was going to be some thunderstorms and stuff, but not that bad. And then just got pounded with like 5 inches of rain and hail. And it's just like, okay, I guess we're going back for number three.
and that's exactly right. And you know, our contracted acres certainly have not been immune to some of that. You know, we've had a number of guys that have replanted. We've been able to get the seed to the guys as they need it, and they've been able to get out in the field. You know, this last one could be a little more difficult with all the rain just because of moisture conditions and actually being able to get back out in the field. But I'll tell you what, for how nice the spring was kind of feeling like it was going to shape up, these last couple of weeks just remind us that we farm in North Dakota.
Crazy statement. So I remember, and I can't remember what week it was in May, but I had friends that farm that were literally saying, because they're used to dealing with flooding and all that type of stuff in the spring, they're like, gosh, we got everything in early. I don't know what to do. I mean, we got to wait for rain, but we're done. I mean, and of course you say that famous last words, because the replant and replant and replant starts. But the crazy thing about this, Scott, is the fact that if guys can get back out there, get the crop in the ground, we could get Mother Nature to cool down a little bit here and just give some nice rains in the near future, we could still have a good crop.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, the stuff that's been replanted is already, I mean, it was literally popping out of the soil, you know, a matter of hours after it was back in the ground because the conditions were right.
Right.
And so, yeah, I mean, if we can get this heat, just needs to back off just a little bit. We continue to get some more rain showers periodically, and yeah, I mean, to your point, we can still have a pretty decent crop in North Dakota. You know, obviously our customers overseas are keeping a very, very close eye, and we get bombarded with emails just about every morning asking what kind of damage has occurred and what's going on with supply, because you know they're relying on this area to supply their food manufacturing companies. And you know, when you're talking with multi-billion-dollar, multinational food manufacturers, you know, they don't necessarily like to just shut the switch off on their manufacturing facilities. And so we're always trying to keep them updated and up to speed on what's going on the supply side.
How does that work for you, though, if it ends up being a bad year? I mean, does that put you in a tough spot, or do you have to kind of buy some from somewhere else, or how does that work?
It does. So it's a little bit of both. I mean, we certainly have act of God in our contracts with our end user, you know, meaning anything that's weather related or whatever, you know, we're not obligated to find anything. But, you know, I mean, these customers are just as much friends as they are customers, and right, we certainly don't want to leave them in a lurch. And so we're always trying, if we know we're going to have a shortage, and we certainly have had our challenges in North Dakota the last couple of years, meeting supply just due to the weather conditions that we've had. You know, we're constantly scouring around, either looking for other supply, buying supply from other farmers, those types of things, just to try to cover that need, because because, yeah, I mean, these are food products that, that need to get put on the shelf, and you can't just shut that supply off.
Yep, absolutely. SB&B, of course, of Castleton. Scott, are you guys, I think your contracting's pretty much all done at the moment, right? Cross your fingers.
Yeah, it is for the most part. I mean, typically when we're contracting, most of the stuff we're doing is pre-sold, so we don't speculate the market, anything like that. We just contract up to what our sales are, and we always add a little buffer for weather, and once we hit that number, we're done. If guys have any non-GMO soybeans planted in the ground and don't have them contracted, give me a call. I don't know that we'd be able to write a contract today, but we at least can get you on the list. So next fall when things start, or when we start looking like we might be needing to buy some beans, I'll know to give you a call.
Scott, you want to throw out a number?
Yeah, that's the easy part. 701-347-4900. Just tell them you're looking for Scott.
Perfect. You have a website as well. You can check it out, SB&B. Scott, thank you for jumping on. I hope we just calm down in the weather and we get these third take soybeans moving along. But thank you for your time.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I've been doing this for 18 years and we have never had replants like this. But you know what? We've had a lot of those never moments the last few years in North Dakota. So just chalk another one up, I guess.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, my friend. We'll talk soon.
All right, have a great day, Eric.
You too. Scott Sinner, SB&B.